This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit tformers.com.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 478, recorded on July 21st, 2016. And if my math is right, that's a Thursday, not a Wednesday.
We have traveled one day into the future.
Yeah, pretty much.
At the rate of one day per day.
One day per day. Yeah.
That's budget time travel, just to...
Yes.
That's the cheap way to do it. Oh, God. Okay, Radio Free Cybertron is the original Transformers podcast, and we talk about all the news you want to know about. And my God, there's a lot this week, so we probably want to jump into that. But first, guys, anybody get anything?
Oh, we don't have time for that.
What?
Besides, yeah, Diecast can talk about that later.
Too much news to cover, yeah.
I got a couple things.
Okay. Yeah, you can talk about them later.
Okay, we'll jump into it. Okay, so let's do This Week in History. 1994, this week, I think July 16th. The first ever BotCon is held in the Grand Wayne Center in Fort Wayne, Indiana. And one of us was there. Don, tell us about the greatest day of your life.
Well, let's just say it changed my life. And I am not being facetious when I say that, because that literally opened up. I thought I knew everything about Transformers. I had everything. I knew about all the stuff that we had. I thought I was the stuff because I knew it. I had most of it. I was good. I was wrong. The entire world just opened up with the Japanese figures, the European releases, stuff I've never heard of.
Who was the biggest nerd there?
Oh, jeez. I'm going to say John and Carl for putting on the whole thing to begin with.
Good job, guys. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. And again, I know they've moved on several years ago.
They are so normal, though. Yeah, but they're like super normal guys in a good way.
Yeah, but they are too. I consider them good friends. Yeah. And they have always put 110% effort into every BotCon they did up until, you know, 2004, when that was their last one as running it. And but the first one was just an incredible. It wasn't very big, obviously. It was a very small show, but the impact it had on me after seeing all this. Imagine for the very first time seeing Victory Saber combined, or seeing Road Caesar for the first time, seeing Grand Maximus for the first time, as not knowing the thing even existed, with the Pretender Shell. Imagine spending way too much money and running through Chicago O'Hare with a lot of boxes in your hand because you only had one suitcase. So... Mm-hmm. But it was a life changing event, and it was just awesome. Plus, we got one of the best souvenirs ever. I'm sorry, G2 Breakdown just sort of it's nice. It really is nice.
Yeah, I actually kind of jealous. How much does that go for these days if one ever goes on for sale?
The last I saw one sell for was about $400 to $500. I haven't looked to
That's
avoid
less it. Than I would have thought.
Well, again, this was a while back. I haven't looked because
that freaking Megatron that I have from 2016 goes for that much.
Yeah,
I would gladly trade one for one.
Yeah. Now Action Master Breakdown from the 2004 Breakfast Dinner. Yeah, the breakfast dinner. That is even rarer than, because there's only, I think, 100.
But that one's just a hand painted toy.
Well, no. I mean, it's, you know, they use the UK sideswipe mold that we never got here in the US, and then they made a custom head for it. That's why there's only 104.
No, I thought it was hand painted.
They casted copies of Action Master sideswipe, presumably in color.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
But so yeah, that's a lot rarer than kind of rarer, because most people aren't going to give up their Action Master Breakdown.
Diecast, shut your mouth.
Yeah.
This is more rare.
No, there's like 300 or 400 of those in China. You're not the first person to get one of those, Diecast.
Yep. So that was...
How much does that go for? I kind of want one of those.
I guess he'll give you his.
Yeah, I bet he will.
If he wants to keep being on the show, he will.
No. So, I like my clear swerve.
So, question, Don. Was that the first year that you asked the question?
No, because there was the Hasbro people that were there were talking about the last year of G2. We were seeing all the G2 stuff that.
So then, did you ask like when would we be getting G2 RC?
No, I wasn't asking that until later. But we saw a lot of stuff like the prototypes for Hound, Sergeant Hound, the General Optimus, the GoBot racing rig that we never got.
Were you disappointed that you never got those?
I was more disappointed in the laser cycles for Jazz and Soundwave that we didn't get at the time. And even though the GoBots weren't a big thing for me, I kind of wanted the racing rig because it was kind of neat the way the trailer opened up to become a launch pad. But it was just nice seeing stuff that without waiting to come out in Lee's Action Figure News and Toy Review.
Oh God, Lee's!
You know that's how we got our news back then. Yeah. Lee's Action Figure
Lee's
News.
Lee's then Toy Fair later on, a few years later. Toy Fair.
Yeah,
this certainly is this week in history.
This is true. Okay, let's move along. Okay. Okay. So
good memories, Don. Yeah, good memories.
Good memories, Don. So okay, official news. And thanks, XV, for pulling this together. Platinum Combiner Wars Lyokaiser.
Yep. Finally.
It's a Platinum Edition, and it's an Entertainment Earth exclusive.
But despite being Platinum Edition, it's only $110.
Yep.
Which is definitely a relief for a lot of folks.
And yeah. That's surprising, considering all of the individual figures and the combiners all have new head sculpts.
Yeah, and there's a lot of paint on this, too.
Mm-hmm. How did they manage to do that? I guess just the fact that they are, for the most part, reusing the molds, or
the there's one theory around right now that maybe some of these retools were Takara initiated and Hasbro is just taking advantage.
Could be.
Well, you know, it would make sense for this to get a release in Japan more than it would here, because you know, outside the fandom. Who the hell knows about Lyokaiser in the general fandom?
I my wife was talking about it over dinner, so I don't know. I think it's more probably. I'm kidding. I'm lying.
So I mean,
you didn't even have dinner with your wife.
Yeah, I did.
So you know, it could have been that this will be coming out in Japan, but Hasbro's able to maybe they had a request from Entertainment Earth for an exclusive. They thought, hey, we can use this, and ta-da. So
I think this is freaking awesome.
I like it.
Yeah,
I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am so glad it's reasonably priced.
Yes. I was really kind of not expecting that at all.
So let's see, $110, Entertainment Earth exclusive. Do we have a date?
November, I believe.
Oh man, I can't wait.
Yeah, I've already checked the website, it's not up yet. a little early.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
when
now
it's supposed to go up.
It's we're guessing November, so probably before then. I've not dealt with Entertainment Earth before, so I'm not sure of their time windows and such.
So these are the original feet, right? This is like not like rocker feet or anything new.
No, they are
the combiner wars pieces.
Feet. Yeah.
They look weird. Is it the fact that it's painted silver or something? I don't know. Something's odd.
Maybe?
Well, something looks odd about it.
Yeah, it's probably if this comes out in Japan, you'll have the feet that match the bodies they go with, kind of like Unite Warriors.
Yeah, maybe.
And what's neat is a couple of these figures were actually able to keep fairly close to their original Japanese names.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, yes, the names are kind of a delight.
Yeah.
Like, yes. Felbat.
Failbat, I'm sorry. That's just
wait. Failbat, really?
No.
Fell.
That's just
yeah, no, not Failbat.
But Guy Hawk and Drillhorn are still Guy Hawk and Drillhorn.
That's nice.
Yeah,
that's
maybe spelled a little bit differently, but yes, yeah. Kill Bison is now Iron Bison.
Okay, I can call him whatever.
Yeah.
And Deathsaurus is one of the many spelling variants of Deathsaurus we've known over the years.
The only thing I have to sort of raise a Spock eyebrow at is the Minicon. the arms micron.
What, yeah.
I don't really know what the per. I know
it's
they needed
eagle breast.
Yeah, but that's not. It doesn't fit on. Does I mean it fits with the Zoras, but not on him, and it's too small of a weapon. It's yeah. just kind of just an kind of an odd choice.
I kind of. My best guess is there is an awful lot of paint and remolding to this, and they wanted to keep up the six-member thing that they've been doing with these box sets, yeah. and probably an arms micron was the best they could do.
Yeah. Well, you know, and again, this is very minor. I love the set. I wish it had been one of the Cobra-themed one, because then that could have been Death Cobra, and he would have been the sixth member.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm looking through the show notes real quick. Is there anything about the Combiners or Combiner Wars series?
It's farther down.
Okay. So, let's see here. Let's look at the Titans Return stuff. So Brainstorm, do we know for 100% certain it's a...
It's on one of the... It was on the file names of the official images, and I'm pretty sure it was on one of the display tags, too.
Okay.
It is a Walgreens yeah. exclusive.
Okay, good. So...
Yeah, here's the thing. There's one interesting thing about that. The tag says that he comes out August 1st, which is what Robot Kingdom's pre-order had said. However, the buyer for Walgreens said they were looking to have it in stores around November. So I don't know if there's going to be some kind of online offering or what, because he specified in stores when Barricade 64 asked him. So I don't know what's up with that quite.
Let's see here. August to November?
Yeah.
So, I mean, depending on where it is in their supply chain, I mean, if it's going to Robot Kingdom first... That's a shorter trip, right? So,
being that they're in Hong Kong, yes.
Yeah, it's a much shorter trip. And I know that a lot of these, the supply chain lead times for a lot of companies are, you know, at least 3 or 4 months, so.
Yeah, so like I said, that Walgreens may have some kind of, like, online offering for August, I'm kind of thinking. I asked their buyer what the, you know, why he specified in stores and why the date he was giving was different than the date Hasbro was, and I have not heard anything back.
Okay, cool.
Well, I would speculate on that, like, August is when, as far as Hasbro is concerned, that's available to be distributed. Like, from, you know, from their side of things, it can be distributed that early because that's when the product will be in place. Maybe Walgreens is trying to coordinate more of a simultaneous release.
That could be, yeah.
Yeah.
Because their last couple releases for the Marvel Legends lines have been real hit or miss, if I'm not mistaken. So maybe they're trying to be in more stores more evenly and not just as hit or miss.
Could be.
Okay, so the back of the Megatron box shows Trigger Happy, Fangry, the new Optimus Prime, and Sixshot, the ninja consultant from Cybertron. So.
Fangry?
Yeah.
As a Titan Master.
As a Titan Master.
Yeah. Okay, all right. I didn't see that on the back of the box. Yes. Okay.
And of course, it goes without saying, looking at this, that's going to be, Astro Tree. I mean, Blitzwing, so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now, on the back of the box, Brian, there's also an Optimus Prime, but that's not the same Prime as Titan Master Prime, is it? That's
it sure isn't.
No, it's the Voyager that got leaked a few months ago.
Okay, all right.
At the same time this Megatron got leaked.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Why?
But he is looking very laser prime.
Yeah.
Yes.
Maybe we'll get a good laser prime.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Oh, we'll never have one as nice as the original.
No.
Well, this is true.
I still need to get that.
I have to say, that Megatron does not look bad.
What, you don't like it?
Good.
No. Why is it a jet? Why?
Because it's going to be Blitzwing.
Okay, so just give it to us as Blitzwing, and
they will.
Yeah,
but they're giving it to us as Megatron first.
So you know what?
Yeah,
I know it's different. I look at it, but to me, if you told me that was the Combiner Wars version, I'd be like, okay. Like it doesn't look so drastically different for me that I would even notice it just in a photograph. In passing, it's like, eh. But I am looking forward to that tank mode because I like the tank mode. I am less enthralled with the jet mode, but
I think the jet mode looks better, actually.
Yeah, I think the jet mode looks better than the tank.
Like, that kind of betrays that it's going to be a Blitzwing more than anything else, since the jet mode obviously got more attention than the tank mode did, and even as a triple changer, Blitzwing, I think, is more associated with its jet mode than tank mode.
Yeah, but a tank mode is so easy. It's basically a box with a turret.
Yeah.
Why don't they just repaint it in the Starscream while they're at it? I mean,
I hope they do.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah, that would be nice.
You know, and I mean,
those little, like, you know, things on the sides of Megatron's head that would look right as Starscream's shoulder vents.
Yeah, and see, like, it'd be good too, because if they design a face for a Titan Master that's a Seeker face, like, they can reuse that so many times.
Yeah, you can have the little guys. Here's Sunstorm, and here's those.
Yeah, you can make like a different Seeker at every price point. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mentioned this pre-show. This is just real minor, but I love the fact that they list the Titan Master as one step. I don't know why. I just find that funny. It's like, changes in one step. It's like, really?
I mean, it literally does.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's see here. More photos. Let's see here. Megatron. The big one, Gnaw, Sawback. And we already saw Lyokaiser. I'm just looking at the Gnaw.
Building those Gnaws.
Oh, yes. I will have so many Sharkticons.
So when was the last time they actually used the Gnaw name? Didn't they use Sharkticon in the past?
They have used Sharkticon in the past. I don't recall Gnaw being used at least in the last several years and probably longer.
I can't remember anything since G1, so.
Yeah.
I want to say there might have been a Arms Micron named that. Possible. But that would be
an Arms Micron.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am troop building the heck out of this.
Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully he
we
won't
go
be one
to a BotCon like event. I am running around the whole thing before Chris and Matt get in there.
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping he won't be like one per case and the rest is all the other ones coming
out. No, it'll be two per case.
Yeah, I'd say that would just be
basically it would be RID Viacon all over again.
Yeah, but eventually those were like really easy to find.
How long did it take though to find them?
Okay, the last time Gnaw was used in the toy line was for the dinosaur that came with Constructbots Optimus Prime in the Age of Extinction line.
Good job.
Wow.
Okay.
The Google foo is strong with you.
Or at least the wiki.
Or the TFU.
Yeah, it's the wiki. I even have that toy and I forgot that's what its name was.
Yeah, I forget the names. So Bumblebee. I think Bumblebee looks pretty good.
Yeah.
And I love the Legends class, so I welcome another Legends Bumblebee, especially considering I don't like the one. The last one's okay. But the one before last, I don't even know if that's really Legends scale. It might be smaller. The one that got repainted so many times between the Family Dollar releases.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'd call that more like Legion class now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was Legends class when it came out, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think this Bumblebee looks good. The windows stuck to the arms on the door panels kind of bother me a little bit.
Yeah.
He looks like he's been taking his vitamins and saying his prayers, so to speak.
Yeah. He does. He needs a shirt to rip off.
Yeah.
I don't know that I so much like the new classic vehicle mode for Bumblebee. Obviously,
I do like the new classic vehicle mode for Bumblebee. I think it's...
I do like how it's kind of a miniaturized it's a nice update. Bumblebee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And and I still need a cliff jumper, so I'll get that eventually, obviously.
I know it's not, but it reminds me of the Ford Escort, and it's just weird.
Really, it reminds me of some kind of Scion-like vehicle, too, to me.
Okay, so you've never actually seen a Scion, have you?
I've seen a few. You know, they're a little more squarish in the back, but that's kind of... That's just the vibe.
I mean, it's like saying Skids with a minivan, Don.
I would call Skids a minivan.
He wasn't, though.
I know. I'm not about precision.
No. The joke is that Skids was a Scion in Alternators.
Yeah, you're right. He was. He was the same mold as Blaster, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, what else we got to talk about here? Let's see.
Now that orange head that is
Sawback.
Okay. I thought they were calling that the name of the Japanese only headmaster Lion.
That's what it's based on, but okay. The name they have is Sawback.
Yes, okay. Though apparently in the I read somewhere that in the files on the
yeah, it is.
Yeah, the raw files actually use the name Lion on the for the renders.
Oh, nice.
But also, if you take a look at the renders, which are up on tformers.com, you can see that, like the original Lion, it has a tiny little lion face sculpted into its forehead.
Now,
pretty sweet.
So he's a Titan Master with no body, so he's just a little add-on extra head.
Yeah, he comes with a vehicle that seems to turn into a lion.
And a shield.
A lion, a shield, and I think a jet, since all of those things have three modes.
It looks like it has some reused parts from 8-Face, like the arms with the wings on the side.
Interesting.
Look familiar.
So remember last week I was talking about how it'd be great if they took the Crash Bash mold and recolored it as Overkill?
Here we go.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Overlord.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Overboard.
Overboard.
Is his name now.
Overboard?
Overboard.
Yeah. His name's Overboard.
Is it Kurt Russell? Ooh, I should get Kurt Russell to autograph it.
No.
Okay. I'm trying to find it. I kind of like the look.
At least I'm not the only one who remembered that movie when I saw that name.
It's an American movie classic.
Yeah. Well, now, this is interesting. If we're getting a head that looks like Overlord.
A head of what?
Overkill, Don. Overkill.
Whatever. It's over. That's who it looks like.
There's a very huge difference
between Overkill and Overlord, Don.
Overkill's a dinosaur. Overlord. Yeah.
But, I mean, we're also supposedly getting Overlord himself from the teaser, too. So, is this going to be like an alternate head for him? Or
why would
what?
It be?
No. It's not related, Don. This is Overkill.
He'd be like
not Overlord.
He could be an alternate head for Soundwave.
He could be an alternate head for anybody. It's not an intention, though.
Okay.
I don't see it. I saw it earlier. I don't see it in the thumbs.
Well, I'm looking at the set of pictures that has the Brainstorm and the Bumblebee and the Lion and the Megatron and that last face on the end.
There are several sets of pictures that fit that description. There's been a lot of stuff put up today.
Okay.
Let me see if I can find Overkill really has much of a presence in the press kit photos, Brian.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, it's just in the display pictures.
Yeah, the press kit just has the Titan Master, the head mode, which is a recolor of Crash Bash.
Was it in the display case? Oh, here we go. Thank you.
It was on the table at the Entertainment Brands breakfast event.
Yeah.
It might be in the display case by now. I don't actually remember.
Yeah, that's the render, though. I don't care about the render.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there. But yeah, it's basically a straight-up recolor of Crash Bash. It uses the same little Titan Master.
It looks good.
Yeah, it's a good color scheme on that.
So imagine Crash Bash and then make it gray and bluish, and there you go.
Hang on a sec.
We'll find a picture eventually.
Yes, I just did.
Oh, good.
That should work.
I think next year when we do this, I'm just going to turn the show notes into like a thumbnail gallery.
Actually, that's kind of a pain in the butt to run with. Yeah, here it is. It looks great.
Okay, I had not seen this before. I'm sorry. I have not seen this picture yet.
Yeah, it looks great.
I can kind of see just going from the head mode why you might see a connection to Overlord, but no, it's Overkill the cassette.
They need to do a slugfest.
Yes, they do.
I love slugfest. Okay. Moving along. Okay, Paladin just tweeted, you're overloading Don with overkills. Mm. Nice.
We also need Ape Faces Beast Box.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Plus I accept this. Of course, any of the ones that have a jet mode, you could clutch together a grand slam out of that and get maybe a grand slam and a rain dance too.
Yeah. No, just take the one that they used for flywheels. That was terrible the first time around. Right?
Yeah, you could do
that could
grand,
just be
grand slam and rain dance right here.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, in one thing.
Yeah.
You got the tank and jet right there.
Okay, so SDCC 2016, Starscream and Steve Blum to invade robots in disguise. Awesome.
Yeah.
He's great.
Continuity. Hopefully it'll be a bit more of a connection to Prime than what Shockwave gave us.
Or
not. It was good to see Shockwave, but...
You mean Soundwave?
Soundwave, yes. But
or do you mean Overlord?
Do you mean Will Smith?
At any rate...
That's going deep.
With whatever we have left for RID, I really hope they get the connections to Prime.
Well, we have a whole half a season left this year and another season besides that coming, Don. So there's still going to be robots in disguise, you know, to do stuff with.
Yeah.
Good. Good.
Okay, so... Oh, gosh, more photos. And we haven't even touched
TFCon. Isn't that kind of the point of today, Brian?
I know. More photos? But we haven't even touched TFCon yet. Okay, so... which we will in third party. Lots of Robots in Disguise stuff to talk about. So here is Optimus Prime. This is what? Warrior class?
Probably, yeah. I think that was the biggest one they had.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, mostly it was about the big Starscream, which the vehicle mode reminds me a lot of Thunderwing.
Kind of does, yeah.
Yeah.
The most interesting thing that I saw is there's going to be a Toys R Us exclusive in September. Yeah. It's Bumblebee and Steeljaw again, but it actually comes with a bunch of accessories and a stasis chamber.
Yeah, let's see. Let me pull that up.
I mean, that's great if you don't have a Bumblebee or a Steeljaw yet.
Yes.
Well, hopefully
it'd be better if it was an improved Steeljaw original release, but it won't be.
I was going to say, hopefully they did, like, added heels or something. See, I never even bought that mold because it won't even stand.
Steeljaw?
Yeah. Without using the tail.
Yeah, I'm not seeing
it. It's not the best.
Yeah, I'm not seeing it. Here's Starscream, though.
Where is that?
I think the stasis pod pictures are in the first link under the Leo Kaiser stuff.
So,
yes,
because that was mostly about Leo Kaiser.
So, do these still work with the app? Because they still have the
symbol. The symbol. It should.
Yeah,
I presume they do. Then.
I wonder if anybody app, does that.
The app does get regularly updated.
It's been a while since anybody cared enough to leak the new additions to the app, but it does get updated as far as I know.
So I guess the stasis pod is cool and all. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know that I necessarily see the point of it.
Now, if it was a Beast Wars stasis pod,
that's what they use in the show to keep the Decepticons from getting out. So it makes sense if you're a fan of the
like
show.
The Phantom Zone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now I'm just wondering, is this new Starscream 2 RID to be like the next main seeker mold, or are they going to default back to Generations for that one for a while as far as all their seeker recovers?
I don't think they're going to cross the streams, Don.
Yeah.
Probably not.
No, I wouldn't be surprised to see, like, a couple of recolors of the Starscream within Robots in Disguise, just because,
Yeah,
but the mold is there, and they love recoloring their molds.
Yeah, but it's not going to be the go-to Seeker mold, at least not for...
Probably not.
And the Seeker is one of the few molds where people won't complain if they keep reusing it.
Yes.
Eventually, people
up to a certain point.
Well, when it's a classic Seeker, yeah.
But it took them 10 years. I mean...
but you know, sooner or later, they're going to pull that mold back out for use.
What, the classic Seeker?
Yeah.
No, hopefully they left that in China when they moved to Vietnam.
Well, there are an awful lot of knockoffs of it, so, you know, there is a chance.
Okay, let's see here. What else do we have going on?
Well, here's your Machinima stuff, Brian.
So the voice cast revealed, and just like we thought, it's John. It's our buddy John Bailey doing the voice of Optimus Prime, because...
And that's the only name I recognize on that list.
Yeah, so, like, when I watched the trailer today, I'm like, oh, that's John.
Yep.
And, so that pretty much confirmed it for me. So this is the first time I'm actually seeing confirmation otherwise. So I watched the trailer, and I liked it a lot better.
Yeah.
It'd be nice if it was more than 11 frames per second, but, you know, I mean, yeah. Web animation.
Yeah. I mean, even with an actual established animation company behind it, yeah, web animation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was pretty telling that John was not confirming or denying his role in this, so.
Yeah. He was supposed to be at the panel today, poor guy, but I saw on Twitter his flight got delayed 8 hours, so.
That sucks.
Oh.
Yeah. That sucks. Let's see here. But yeah, that's cool. So what's everybody? So everybody's pretty interested in this. I like the direction that it's going. And it seems like what I get from watching this, that it's almost like everybody versus the combiners.
Yeah, but is it even going to be able to be watchable if you don't have this one Verizon streaming whatever?
Unofficially.
Well, I'm saying it's almost like they said, okay, what happened with the hub? It wasn't on enough channels. So how do we fix that?
Okay, so the best
let's go even more obscure.
As far as I understand, you do not need to be a Verizon customer to access this streaming service.
I thought it was like Machinima.
Machinima's producing it.
But it's going on what? Go 90 or something?
Yeah.
What? How did I miss that?
I don't know, Brian. I guess you're bad at your job.
Yes, I'm bad at
the job. So, yeah, it's... You have to download an app to, like, an Android or iOS device, and you can access the Go90 thing through that. I don't know that there's a PC option.
Well, there goes most of my interest right there, so...
Oh, like I said, I'll watch it, just not anywhere official.
Yeah, I mean, my problem is I just don't like watching things on something other than my computer.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, the problem is this show... Even if it has limited animation, it's going to be a visual medium, and watching it on your phone or your small tablet.
Yeah,
hopefully in short order they will,
think better.
They will relate some way that you can actually watch it on like a computer instead.
So none of us, with the exception, I guess, maybe of Diecast, are millennials. So millennials prefer watching things on their phone. So,
it's like writing a great novel and then publishing it as like a 3-page pamphlet or something. It's like
how would that work?
I think it'd be more like writing a 3-page pamphlet and publishing it as a novel.
Yeah.
Like that's the only way to really work.
You've got this great looking
thing. The font size like 500%.
Yeah. Well, at any rate, you got this great looking thing on a channel no one has that you can only watch on a small screen device, apparently, and you're losing all your visual flair in a visual medium on your phone.
So, John, what do you think?
Alternately, you're hiding the frame rate.
Yeah,
that's more what I was thinking.
John, what are your thoughts?
I support Hasbro in all their efforts.
Awesome. Very good, very good. Very good.
John DeLuna, 2020, folks.
Okay. Okay, so, yeah, but that's the thing. So, what else we have here? The panel report, I guess. Oh, is that where the news was from? I haven't read it yet.
There was a press release. There was a panel. There was a trailer. Yeah. I mean,
so
most
when,
of what I know from the press release.
So, when does it actually start?
August 2nd, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the episodes are going to be released periodically. It's not going to be dumped at once, right?
I think.
Okay.
That I don't know that they mentioned.
I mean, it's not going on Netflix, so it's, likely that they will actually space it out.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see here. So, new names for the former Robots in the Skies and More Than Meets the Eye. So, somebody tell me about this.
As far as I can tell, Rob, you can correct me if I'm misinterpreting this, they're renaming what was formerly Robots in Disguise and is now the Transformers to just Optimus Prime.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and More Than Meets the Eye is becoming Lost Light.
I'm more okay with that.
I wish they would have renamed it Galaxy Force instead.
There's also some changes in the creative teams as well. Andrew Griffith is leaving Transformers, and Kay Zama is taking over as the artist on Optimus Prime. Alex Milne is going to be splitting Lost Light with Jack Lawrence. So it looks like Till All or One is going to stay the same. I'm not sure from what I've been reading. I'm not sure they're even renumbering that. It may not get two number ones in 1 year. It may just keep going, which would
that would be
fine.
Kind of absurd. I mean,
but yeah, I mean, speaking of absurd, Alex Milne found out that he just lost half of his income over Twitter today.
Oh God, what happened?
He's sharing the book with Jack Lawrence, so on alternating story arcs. So he's only going to be doing the book half as often.
This is
like the second time in the last month or so that an IDW artist has found out that they're not working on a book for a specific period secondhand through Twitter.
How did he take it?
Hard to believe that they
would. Well, I mean, you can kind of imagine.
Yeah.
You know.
I think he took it better once he found out, because at first it looked like he was not working on it at all. So I think once he found out that wasn't the case, he took it a little bit better. One piece of news that people will probably be happier with is that the More Than Meets the Eye Revolution special is going to be written by James Roberts and Nick Roche with Alex Milne on art.
Neat.
But yeah, so they're just continuing the whole shake-up thing here, and I went from cautiously pessimistic to cautiously optimistic, and now at this point I know I'll keep enjoying Till All or One, and otherwise I'm just cautious.
Okay. We'll see.
Yeah.
Let's see here, what else we have?
Well, finally we're out of the SDCC news.
No, we still have the IDW panel.
Which basically just repeats the same stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, so do we want to talk about the IDW announcing post-revolution debuts?
That's what we just talked about.
That's what we talked about, okay. Let's see here. Okay, who wants to be spoiled on the Transformers subscription service bonus figure? Which explains what this story was from yesterday, right? Or earlier in the week.
Yeah.
When Blue Combiner Wars Blue Streak popped up. It was labeled BotCon.
BotCon 2016.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Because all the stuff FunPub gets shipped in basically just gets labeled all the same way.
Okay, didn't know that.
So yeah, there you go. That's actually makes me kind of jealous.
Blue Streak.
Yeah, kind of jealous.
That's pretty odd.
If you don't want it, I'll take it.
Oh no. I got to get one secondhand anyway. But
I thought you were subscribing.
Not on 4.
Oh.
No. I'm getting the figures through other means on 4.
Are you doing 5?
Yeah.
Okay. But that
only because it's the last one.
Yeah. I skipped out, but that is certainly a blue streak.
Yeah.
And I need combiner parts, so I can't complain too much.
Oh, holy crap. Okay, so I saw this before, it didn't register. So we now have photos of Genrai, or Super Genrai, from... it's going to be Legends, right? So
Yeah. And he looks really good.
He does.
Yeah.
Except for those feet.
They are weird.
Those are weird feet. It looks like they should be, like, turned around and facing forward if they could.
Oh, those are weird.
I do not understand those feet, except that those feet are probably going to... facilitate a God Bomber.
Probably.
Yeah,
but look at the vehicle mode. Look at that remolded cab.
Yeah, the cab is nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just hope I can find it. Well, his price is 8,500 yen, so the American prices then aren't really that much higher as they are right now.
No, they're not.
Which is surprising because generally they're not that close.
Dang.
Well, you know, the exchange rate is favorable, and then wholesale pricing, and, you know, the American price can be pretty close to the Japanese price.
That is nice.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. They go, like, the extra mile with the gun. Is that a new weapon? The gun?
Yeah, I think the guns are new.
Yeah.
Hell, I mean, like, the original toy doesn't even have that. Why is it like that? I don't get that.
With the two handguns?
Well, no. It looks like they're two different colors.
Yeah, it does look like it's blue and silver. And if I had to guess, I'd say it's because it's molded in blue. But
But yeah, I mean, the originals are just black, so I don't even understand the addition there.
Yeah.
Looking at them, I kind of think that they're going to combine into a single seated weapon for a Titan Master to sit in.
Oh, maybe.
Oh, very possible, yeah.
Because if you look at the one in his left hand, it kind of looks like it splits halfway down the middle.
Yeah.
This is really interesting.
Yeah, but I have to agree. Those feet are funky because the trailer. I like the American version of the feet because the trailer is at the bottom of the foot, mm-hmm. So you've kind of got an even axis there. But on the Japanese one, the trailer just sort of ends at his ankles. It's like he's got floating trailer parks.
Yeah, floating trailer parks.
Again, giving clearance so that his feet have something to plug down into with God Bomber. Yeah.
So this is so different that I honestly think it's definitely worth buying even if you have the Titans Return version.
Yeah, I can kind of see that. I also kind of like the new helmet.
Yeah, that's definitely a purchase.
Yeah.
I already have it pre-ordered.
I think same I do, too.
Yeah.
Same here.
Okay, so. Yeah. Lots of stuff to talk about. Let's jump to Amazon at tfradio.net/G2 and tfradio.net/Menasor, all lowercase. You can get either G2 Superion or Menasor. They are both $69.99 right now, which is a killer deal.
Victorion was also $69.99 earlier this week, but appears to have actually sold out from, you know, first party Amazon sales.
Yeah, so if you don't have those, I would definitely recommend picking them up. And if you don't already have Fort Max and you want to get it through Amazon, we do have a short URL there for that, tfradio.net/FortMax, one word, lowercase, and tfradio.net/FortMax. It'll be available on August 1st, looks like, for $149.
Because, you know, if you think you want that and you'd also like to support the podcast a little bit in the process, that'd be nice.
Yeah. Free Prime shipping. But, of course, you can buy everything there. Diecast buys all of his toilet paper and Red Bull from Amazon.
Yep. Sure and that does. Is just such a weird combination.
It's actually a very logical progression, though.
Yeah, one comes before the other for some people.
For some people.
Yeah. There you go. But, yeah, so please, if you're going to shop at Amazon, go to tfradio.net/Amazon. Make that your URL of choice, and Amazon kicks back a little bit of money toward us. Doesn't cost you a cent more. It helps us pay for the bills. Okay, third-party news.
It helps pay for all this new audio equipment Brian wants to buy to make things work better like they did in the old days.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. No, I'm not going to do that.
Four mixers and a movie.
What's the movie?
Yeah. Whatever. It doesn't really matter. Just something to watch while you're wiring it all up.
Oh, yeah.
Needs some entertainment, right?
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
So, actually, so
you can get the Transformers the movie Blu-ray when that comes out later this year.
Yeah,
that's true. So, actually, while we're talking audio equipment, a complete total aside. So, of course, I quit my radio gig a couple of years ago. I think it was 2014. I worked there a couple of times as a backup, but it's been almost a year. But I have to go this weekend not to do the radio gig, but to help them with their network. But they've changed buildings, and they've upgraded everything pretty much, and I'm going to be so jealous. So I'm going to probably have a lot of hardware lust when I come back next week. So,
oh, great.
Yeah, I know.
That's going to be an interesting pre-show to sit through.
Yep. Pretty excited, to be honest.
I'll have to get a book.
Yeah, okay. Third-party news. Diecast, did you just want to talk it through all this stuff?
Oh, yeah, I mean.
Talk about TFCon.
The most interesting thing of TFCon was the Make Toys event. And the Make Toys event was limited to a select few. Some people actually got to fill out their name and email address in a book, and they randomly went through and selected people.
How did you get in? You're chosen?
Yeah, I was chosen to go into the event, and the reviewers, I believe there was a couple of reviewers who got to go in like Thursday or Friday night. Mm-hmm. I was in, there was two groups on Saturday, or one group on Saturday and two groups on Sunday, something like that. And I got to go in and see and transform their Despotron, which is their Masterpiece Megatron.
Oh, yeah, nice.
No photos were allowed, of course, yeah. But we got to see it in color, and it was like they said they go through about 7 test shots, roughly, 6 or 7 or 8, depending on the if they're happy with it or not. Where some companies, like maybe say like KFC, would only do 2 or 3 test shots, because the more test shots, the more money it costs to produce.
Well, they do live test shots after the fact.
Yeah. But I got to transform and play with Despotron, which was on 3 or 4 by this point.
How does it compare to, say, Hegemon or the KFC, whatever its name was?
Apollyon.
This is probably, in my opinion, the best third-party figure ever.
Really?
It is ever. So nice. It tabs together fine.
This is Make Toys.
Yeah, once you transform it once, it's really fun to transform. It looks perfect. The way the legs transform, as instead of, you know, having here's your leg, and they just stick together. This one, actually, you turn the one leg this way, and you turn the one leg this way, and then they come together. So it kind of makes the handle grip a little bit more realistic.
And this is a remaster figure, right?
Yes. Yes, they're aiming for the same price point as Iron Will, whether it will be that price.
Really?
Yeah, $145. It's not going to have any of the extra like stock or anything like that, or the silencer, but at least as of right now, that could change. But it was 99.9% perfect. The only thing that I saw wrong with it is when you looked through the scope, you couldn't really see anything. So it let very little light pass through the scope.
I can live with that.
Yeah, that was it was awesome.
So Make Toys has come a long way since Hover and Bomber.
Oh, yeah. And they had 2 other figures there. Striker Manus, which
that's Cybertronian Mode Optimus, right?
Yeah, that's the one that we only saw the gray prototype of. And they're doing this cross dimensions. That's the line of it. There's going to be a Megatron after the Optimus Prime. The Optimus Prime in color, a lot of the things that bothered me don't bother me anymore.
Okay.
It was a good transformation. It was fun to play with. It's a cheaper price point. I think it's like $69 or $79. And you can pre-order that now. And so we got to play with that. You know, super articulated is kind of what they're going for with those transformations. Or the robot mode is supposed to be super articulated. And it's supposed to be like their own design or their own take on, you know, your favorite characters. So it's not trying to be slavish to G1. And then the third figure was the remastered figure. And it's going to be that Target Master that we saw.
Oh, the point blank?
The point blank.
Okay,
cool. Is that the red one?
Yeah.
Red and blue,
One they're calling Contact Shot?
Yes.
Yeah, that'd be point blank.
And
you can kind of interpret it out of the code name.
Yeah.
I would almost think Sure Shot from Contact Shot.
That's just because you're focusing on the shot and not the contact part, point blank.
And we got to transform him, too. So basically the way it was is you had 3 tables and you had a half hour at each table. And then they did a small presentation. And there was like 4 figures of the same figure on each table. So there was only 12 people allowed in the room at the time. And then at the end, also the Make Toys app looks pretty cool. If you're into that sort of thing, you can download it. And there's like little AR cards that you can pop up, like, Megatron was one of the examples. You can pop it up on the thing, or maybe Striker Manus. I'm sorry. You pop it up on your phone. It's kind of like Pokemon Go, where you can put it on your shelf and actually see the figure on your shelf, and you can transform it too. And you press on the screen, and it goes into the other mode. And it's supposed to be a 1-to-1.
So our app does not have AR. Just a reminder.
Yeah, how do we like get some AR in our podcast app?
I don't know. But if you want to download our podcast app on Android, go to tfradio.net/Android.
We need to look into this and like get an AR card that generates a Massey in your house.
Oh, that would be lovely.
Yeah.
That would be terrifying.
Hey, Dacast, how was Contact Shot is the one that, being a Target Master fan, I'm really looking forward to that. How was that figure?
I liked it.
Is there a third-party Sure Shot? Because I really want one now.
I don't think so.
It should be.
Yeah. Now, did they say they're doing more of the Target Masters at this event? Or is this just like the first one of an eventual?
Well, I think this is kind of the Headmaster, Target Master line. Like, they're, you know, because, I mean, we got Chrome Dome and Hardhead.
Iron Wheel.
Yeah, so now they're doing, you know, a Target Master. I think they're going to kind of maybe alternate it. They're not done with the Headmasters, I don't think, but they didn't really say either way.
Because
it just sounds like they, I believe they said they don't, that line is not ending.
Oh, so wait, the Target Master, is it the same size as Cupola?
Yes.
Holy crap, those are big.
Yeah.
I guess Iron Will is that size too.
Yeah, Iron Will is that size too. So
something to look forward to then.
Dang.
Yeah, Make Toys really is knocking it out of the park. And the quality, you know, these are test shots. And, you know, there was a lot of people touching them and nothing was broken pretty much.
That's because Kilby wasn't there.
So yes. Speaking of that, I did get my, my knockoff Pronicon.
Uh-huh.
And of course it broke.
And the best part is at the end of the event. Now, you know, there was less than 50 people that got to go through the event. I got a little clear trash talk.
That's really nice looking.
Nice.
I love him. He's so cool. The clear red and, you know, clear.
Colorless clear would be the technical term, clear. I guess.
It works really well for this figure. So I'm super happy to have this. And
so tell us more about TFCon. What else? What else happened?
Well, you know, not to throw Don, you might want to close your ears. There's a better Skyfire coming.
No shucks, really. I hadn't heard anything about that.
And
this is Fans Toys, right?
It's Fans Toys. It's the one we've been waiting for a long time. It's, you know, FT10. And they're up to FT. What number are they up to now? They're
18 on one of them at least.
Yeah. So this is the Skyfire.
Oh, his name is Phoenix.
Yeah,
I love that.
And some more news that we have is I'll actually be getting a test shot to review of Phoenix.
Oh, nice!
You got a test shot of Kronos too, didn't you?
No.
Does this one rise out of the ashes?
Well, it does.
From all the burned Kronoses?
Oh, nice.
I am going to do something very special for this review, so I definitely want everyone to, you know, subscribe to me on YouTube because we're going to be having some fun.
Please don't destroy your Kronos.
So
please don't destroy your Kronos.
Don, may
Don,
not
but watch. Don, you have Don, the, you.
Don, the important thing is he's not destroying your Kronos. So.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm sure he'd be happy to.
Yeah, and before, and I've said this on Twitter as soon as this was announced. Yes, Phoenix looks good. I don't know if I'm going to get it or not. I am not getting rid of Kronos. So I don't know yet.
I may have to get this.
No one will take it.
One of the other things that was really cool at TFCon was I actually got helped set up the display cases.
Wait. Let's not leave Phoenix for a second. So I'm looking at it right now. It's that him standing beside a Masterpiece Starscream?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's not like a scaled down Masterpiece Starscream?
No, that's a Masterpiece Starscream. There's a picture in there that's sent by MP10.
It's Skyfire, and they're going by like Masterpiece animation models
like
Masterpiece
does.
This is
time to ask Diecast, did anybody have any indication of a price for this?
Yeah, it's actually up. For pre-order on some sites, it's $219.99.
That's a lot less than I thought it would be.
Yeah, generally. I was thinking like $250 minimum.
Did I pre-order this? I need to check.
Yeah, about how tall is that?
That looks like it's got to be 18 inches.
Yeah, I believe it's 18 inches.
Which, it's correct cartoon scale for Skyfire.
Yeah, Skyfire should be great big.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he was bigger than even Optimus Prime. And
right.
So.
I'm going to hate myself for spending that much.
No, you're not.
Yeah, what else is new?
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, Diecast, I'm sorry. Go ahead. What were you going to talk about next?
Oh, I was going to say I actually got to help set up the display cases. So I got to touch and pose a lot of the figures that were in the display cases that no one could touch.
What about Sovereign?
Sovereign is...
How many did you put in obscene poses, Diecast?
None. I mean, one of them I posed, it was the gray prototype of the Generation Toys Megatron from the one that he turns into a IDW style.
Oh, yeah.
And that one, I was just like, you could only stand it one way because it was that gray, you know, the resin model.
Your Sovereign, though, did you get a chance to touch it?
Sovereign was excellent. He was better than I expected.
Better than Tyrant?
Better. Oh, yeah. Definitely
really?
Better.
Okay.
I mean, I didn't get to transform it, so I don't know about the transformation, but as far as look and aesthetic and fitting in with Masterpiece, Sovereign is definitely the way to go.
I've been so close to pulling the trigger on Tyrant, so.
Yeah, don't wait. I heard Sovereign is scheduled for like October-ish. So also Despotron is probably scheduled for October, November-ish. And that figure's pretty far along. So I barring any delay at manufacturing or, you know, getting the manufacturer to, you know, speed up or delay it, we should be pretty good with that date. Roughly.
Yeah, Sovereign came out looking a lot better than I thought it was going to after we saw like the initial prototypes and the grays and stuff.
I think they must have reworked like the shoulder pieces because they didn't look as big as they did in the gray prototype photos that we saw. Maybe it's just color and it's just changing and, you know.
I'm pretty sure that gray prototype we saw was a 3D print, so I'm not surprised there's like physical changes for a real test shot.
Yeah. I mean, Fans Toys is one of those companies. They will listen to people on the boards and, you know, try and modify their figures.
Well, whatever they did, it worked because it looks way better.
Yeah. Their Stomp, not their Stomp, their Grinder is going to come with new heads for the rest of the Dinobots.
What?
So if you have the previous versions, it's going to come with new head sculpts.
Yeah, it comes with a new head for their Slag, I think, and new faces for Snarl and Swoop.
Oh, wow. I'm now comparing the photos from this weekend, Sovereign, and the original. And, oh, my God, it does look so much better. It's not even close.
Yeah. I was super impressed with it. And honestly, like, because I was so impressed with that, like, I went ahead and pre-ordered their Blitzwing and pretty much everything they have up for pre-order.
Don't you already have a Blitzwing?
I did pick up a Blitzwing.
Whip it out, Diecast.
And,
God almighty, how big is that thing?
Let's see. Let's put it up.
I love Matt's double blinked.
He's ridiculous.
So what is that?
That's Gewalt.
That's Gewalt.
Is that DX9?
Yep.
Yeah. And one of the reasons I got it is because it actually comes with, if you have DX9's Chigger, it comes with ratcheted hips for Chigger. So, and that was one of the complaints. I haven't gotten a chance, obviously, to put it on Chigger. I think I'm going to review it if it's difficult. I don't even know if it's difficult or not. It might just be, you know, pop the legs off.
So what do you think of Gewalt?
Gewalt is, I changed him. I have not put him into robot mode so far.
That,
he's only on
jet mode. Looks boring as hell.
Jet. No, the jet is excellent.
Is it? Okay.
I really like the jet.
Yeah, well, look how clean it is, Brian. I've watched several reviews of Gewalt.
It looks boxy, which, I mean, it's a triple changer, but
yeah,
yeah,
but
it's supposed to look like a box.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, just he looks like an actual flying jet and not a
box.
Well,
no, it looks like a box, Don.
Well, it's a better looking flying box than he usually gets.
Yes.
Okay. I'll give you that.
Yeah, but he's really nice. Okay. I played with him in robot mode. I didn't transform him into robot mode yet.
Have you done the tank mode yet?
Yeah, the tank. He comes in tank mode out of the box. So, because that's the smallest mode, probably the most compact.
Yeah,
so,
makes sense.
And I do like that third parties are doing it now. They're actually taking into consideration box size. Because I don't need, you know, giant boxes.
Yes, you do.
So
you have a whole new house to fill up, Diecast. You need giant boxes.
Yeah. What does Kim think about all this?
She doesn't know. one of the other things I picked up, and this is thanks to Toy Dojo. Check those guys out. Pretty cool. Is I got Crash Hog and Dump Yard. They are the early release, but they are, you know, production. They're actual production figures.
The way you're holding those look like they're very light.
They have a little bit of heft to them. They do have some die cast in them. But let's make no mistake, this is a KFC product. So,
how much were they?
I don't even know, honestly.
Nice.
Well, you can buy them as a set or individually. I remember most of the pre-orders let you do either or.
Let's grab his sword. Now, this is a very, very light sword. And just as a, you know, this will be in the full review because I will be doing a review on these guys. But he can't even hold his sword. It doesn't tab in right. Every once in a while you can, but yeah, there it goes. It just falls out. This is total KFC. A couple times when I was rotating the arm, you got a nice ratchet in there, but every once in a while, like the chest panel just flies up and everything. I was so hopeful for this too, because KFC and extra.
They had made some improvements on the last couple figures.
Exactly. Now, you see, if I had bought that, I would not be able to forget what I paid for it. That would be like a number of burning resentment in my mind forever.
They have little bits that just plug in and out and, you know, that you have to do every time you transform the figure. And on Rekgar, the legs, you can kind of see whatever color they were, the brown paint that goes over top of them kind of didn't. It bleeds through, and his legs just look weird.
That's weird.
And he looks a little plain to me. I mean, that is kind of Rekgar. He is kind of plain. Dump Yard is, you know, at least a little bit more visually interesting. They're not.
Collectively, would you call them dumpster fire?
Yeah, and you know, they're okay, but I'm sure if anyone else did masterpiece style Junkions, they would be better than that.
Hey, Diecast, one quick question. Did you see an actual colored remold, repaint of Pandanus into Black Zarak, or was it just the photography that we've seen?
Just the photography.
So okay. What else was awesome at TFCon that you saw? You're part of a panel, right?
Yes, I sat in with Vangelis and somebody else. And
a bunch of people whose names he doesn't remember.
Yeah, but I remember Vangelis. So, you know, and Vangelis and Ben. Ben from Ben's Collectibles. And both those guys are awesome. We had a great time this weekend. Nice. You know, Ben went to dinner with us. And Vangelis and I talked, you know, at the bar for a little bit. And we had a really, you know, really great time. And I was really happy to meet those guys and be able to hang out and talk with them and everything, and you know, super cool guys.
Cool.
But yet I even got something else. This one.
But wait, there's more.
Package, and of course it's taped, so I'm just gonna hold it up in package. This was Planet X, and
that thing.
Yeah, it's the. Is this after the Fire Blast Megatron coloring?
No, that's the. There was a Fall of Cybertron Grimlock recolor that the Takara did that's based on.
Okay, so he's red and green. Colors are really nice.
His name is
Hephaestus. His name is Hephaestus. I heard what you were calling it on the panel.
Yeah, but we all get, you know, basically kept going. Because if you look at it quick, it looks like hepatitis. So
Hephaestus is a great name.
Everyone's got hepatitis.
Okay, look, I was watching the stream of that panel. You were the only one calling it hepatitis.
Well, okay, so I started the name, but other people were definitely
hepatitis.
Hepatitis. We all got hepatitis.
That's so awesome. I want to see that. I need to watch
and
that.
And that's still available at the Chosen Prime. That was at their booth, and I'm assuming that they're going to go on the website, but that's a pretty nice figure. That's my first Planet X figure, and it's great.
Okay, so tell us about Sphinx.
Oh, Sphinx, if anyone wants to pick up this special TFCon Toronto Sphinx, which is partially clear, he's supposed to be going, you know, half invisible, or he's going all to invisible, but he's only halfway through the...
Is it still available?
It was available on 3NUP's website last night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 p.m. Pacific Time. It sold out within like 2 minutes.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, so I picked up two. You were allowed to pick up two at the show, and I think they only had about 100 there. And I picked up one for myself, which is absolutely awesome. And I picked up one for Brian.
Bless
but
you.
Because it's such a hot figure. If you want to get Brian Kilby's Sphinx, all you have to do is go on eBay and search for it, and you can bid on Brian Kilby's. No, let me pull him out.
It's pretty. It's like the most awesome, crazy idea for a repaint ever.
Okay, here's mine. It's number 100. They actually labeled them. This is number 100 of 500.
Oh, nice.
And oh, cool.
I just like the even number, so I grabbed it. And the corner of the box was just dinged up a little bit. Like, you can hardly even see it. And the guy was like, oh, I'll grab you another one. And I was like, I was the first one in line to buy it. And I was like, no, I want that one because of the even number. So, And let me get him out of the box real quick because he's definitely worth taking a look at. He is just – I'm sure a lot of people have seen this already, but he is incredible. And he even comes with this little sleeve thing to display him in if you want.
Oh, nice. I like that.
Yeah. Oh, the bounding box for his invisibility.
Yeah.
And nice.
Here you go. Here he is. And it some people were saying there were some loose...
I guess, hold it up. I don't see you holding a toy. It's like there's nothing there.
Yeah. Some people were saying there was some original looseness in this mold in the shoulders, but everything's been fixed on this. So you were getting a absolutely perfect mirage.
Does it still have the die-cast parts?
It still has all the die-cast parts.
Did they recast those in transparent aluminum?
Nice.
You know, I like the figure, but I think I would have preferred it all translucent instead of like the mid phase. I don't know. Just
the mid phase.
Like the mid phase.
The mid phase is nice, and that would be hard to do. So they're kind of showing off in a way by doing that.
Besides, they did an all translucent version of that, didn't they?
They did do it. There was apparently 4 or 5 of them. One they were selling raffle tickets for, and if you bought him, you got a raffle ticket. And they picked at the end of the show or close to the end of the show. One was in the charity auction, I believe. And I don't know. There were
3 more were somewhere.
But there was one available for sale and one for the charity auction, I think. And so he's excellent. I mean, that was my whole reason for going to the show was to get him. And he's pretty awesome. And I'm glad I got him. There were some things that didn't even show up at the show, like the Fans Project, the little driver guys. There was a set.
Oh yeah,
supposed to be at TFCon. They never got there. So Fans Project ended up selling them on the website with free shipping. And during the show, I believe, and they sold out pretty quick too. I didn't even jump the website to get those. Some other things I got. This was a
pick up just because I think this was the one of the nicer pieces that Impossible Toys did.
Oh yeah,
it's their
Impossible. They did nice. What?
Well, they said possible. One of the nicer.
No.
One.
Yeah. It was like KFC quality compared to Impossible Toys.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
I think is what the deal is. But yeah, I picked up that because I always liked the Shark Con or the Alligator Con or whatever you want to call them.
That's not the Alligator Con. I just wanted to know that.
The Alligator.
This alligator is big and heavy.
Yeah. So anything else?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, there's more. I got Fans Toys Willis.
Don't you already have War Dog?
Gun Dog?
Yeah, but Fans Toys is awesome. They're knocking it out of the park, so I'm not going to miss anything of theirs.
Then why did you buy the other one?
He has a problem.
I still think Gun Dog looks the best of all the hounds we've gotten so far.
I do too. That's why I bought it.
And I also got Wrestle.
I mean, I'll admit, I want to see the Fans Toys Hot Rod they teased a while back.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh, I forgot about that. Oh, nice.
You got a Wrestle.
I got a Wrestle. Because it is a Make Toys exclusive, but they had some there. Because Make Toys was there, so you know.
So yeah. Size wise, is that somewhere between Gundog and Cupola, or is it more Gundog size?
Oh, Wrestle?
Yeah,
he's like twice the size of Gundog.
So he's about the size of Cupola.
Yeah. Well, actually,
he's in between those two.
Okay.
Actually, Brian, when I thought I was getting that Hellfire, I watched a couple of video reviews, and he actually comes up to he's just a hair bit taller than MP10, so he doesn't quite scale perfectly with MP10, but the ears on his head comes up to right at Prime's ears, so that's about how big he is.
Okay, cool. Diecast, anything else?
No, I just want to point out that this is Brian Kilby's.
What's the number?
Thanks. And he is number 103 of 100.
What is so still?
If you want to bid on this, just go to my eBay channel. And
please don't. So, Diecast, how much do you think you spent while you were there?
Pretty no, he doesn't know because the couple things we asked him, he couldn't remember how much he paid for them.
No, he knows it's plausible deniability. That's what it is.
Yeah,
he doesn't want to say it while his fourth, wife might be within earshot.
The Fourth Amendment.
I do want to point out that with Gewalt comes a nice little tool that you can use to transform all your Transformers and third-party robots, and it's got almost like a pizza cutter edge on this one and a little point on this one. It can also double as a gun, and it has DX9 written in it. So it's a really cool tool. I don't know why no one's ever done anything like this before, but that's
something that's completely superfluous.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So let's
glad to see we're on the same page with that. So before we stop, I just wanted to point out the Titan Master faceplates thing.
I still got items to talk about. So yeah, that's the first one. Our buddy Trent Troop has some faceplates available on Shapeways for Titan Masters. So basically, he has a Rescue Bot set and a set that basically features Ron
some
Karma. Tarn.
Yeah. And since that story went up, he has also done a set of GoBots Renegades.
Oh crap! Really?
Oh.
And also, he is now making little pretender shells scaled to the Titan Masters. So you can fold the Titan Masters up in their little head forms and plug them in.
Oh, that's neat. That's kind
of
cool.
Yeah, I think he had a Slog up, and also has done one of the Dino Force.
That's awesome. Trent is great at this stuff. This is really what his skill. I mean, as long as I've known him, he's been into 3D modeling. I mean, that goes back to the 90s, and he's really good. So these look great. I'm going to definitely pick them up. Let's see here. Anything else? Lord Scorpion from Iron Factory have new photos.
Color pictures.
Yeah. It looks so good.
The only downside is there's a picture of it in there with one of Iron Factory's other things. Mm-hmm. And from that, you can discern a scale. And that puts this between 5.5 and 6 inches tall only.
Yeah, that's a little shorter than I thought it would be. I was thinking closer to 9.
Well, okay, like the retailers were saying like 7 and change, which may well be like the overall height if you put the tail straight up. But, you know.
Right here.
It still looks really nice. It looks fairly massive, even if not like tall.
Yeah, I
really, but that has poured a little water on it.
Yeah, it's still beautiful though. So
yeah, it is. I think I can still be satisfied with it as long as it's like, you know, a head above the other Decepticon headmasters.
Yeah. You know what else I forgot to mention that we saw at TFCon that was really cool? The masterpiece style Trailbreaker from MMC.
Oh yeah.
Oh wow, I didn't.
Yeah, because that kind of snuck in on Sunday, didn't it?
No, that was Saturday.
Oh, okay.
It was set up in the case Saturday morning.
Okay. They also had a great prototype for a More Than Meets the Eye style Rodimus, didn't they?
I didn't see that.
Okay. I know that was in someone's picture that they were tweeting.
Yeah, I'm guessing there's no picture of the Trailbreaker yet, right?
There are pictures. You just kind of have to go digging for them.
Okay. I sent it. Actually, you were on the email when I sent it out on Saturday morning, Don. You should.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I don't remember. So, Rob, what's on T-Formers this week?
Okay. I've got my review of Titans Return Legends Rewind, which is a really nice figure with a few minor flaws that scare the crap out of me. I've got a gallery up for Legends Wheelie. The review is forthcoming, probably when the SDCC stuff has cleared itself off. XV's got galleries for Titans Return Galvatron and Nucleon, which is a cautionary tale for sure. And Sentinel Prime and Infinitus.
Which is just like, you know, a blindness hazard.
Yes. Isn't it great?
That's so beautiful.
Yeah, I gotta get one of those. And also photos of Titans Return Deluxe Wave 1 with the Hasbro Asia exclusive stickers. I believe some of the other size figures showed up with stickers afterwards too.
Just Sentinel Prime.
Okay, I thought they'd gotten to some of the other ones, but I'm probably misremembering.
Yeah. Sentinel's the last one I saw. Sentinel actually was helped more by that because it adds more like color diversity.
Yeah.
In some of the parts of it, like that's the one of all of them where the stickers seem the least superfluous addition.
Hey, yeah. So I completely forgot about questions and feedback. Chris, you're the one that initiated this last week. Why don't you cover this?
Okay, so real quick. Last week, we asked our listeners to tell us how they feel about Kronos, because, you know, we won't leave Don alone about that, and we want to know whether they sided with him or good taste. So here are some of the responses that I was able to collect before we started the show tonight. From Twitter, we have Jeremiah Sneed, who says, "Not Jetfire Kronos looks awesome. Its engineering was flawed. Re-engineered, it would fix everything." Yes, I agree. If you make a whole new toy out of this design, it probably would be better. from YouTube, we have Mista2X1, says, "Tell Don I love my Kronos, too." And Hans Onning 2 says, "Kronos is so bad, it's good. Guilty pleasure." And from Facebook, finally, we have Brad Ostron Mall. "I've just purchased a Kronos over waiting 12 months for fans toys. It's cheaper, and I prefer the bot mode." So thanks for everybody who sent in their answers to us, and I'd say you're all wrong.
Ah, nice.
So, Don, at least 4 other people bought a Kronos.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or at least think it's worth buying.
So, hey, before I forget about it, is there anything that popped up in the third-party panel at TFCon that we really need to talk about?
Well, I mean, they're doing that Black Zarek Pandanus.
Yes.
There you go, Don.
They are.
Well, okay, so from what I saw at the third-party panel, like, a lot of it was still reruns from last summer.
Okay. Didn't we see a couple of things from Ocular Max that were new?
Didn't they have, like, a laser beak?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the same cassette as their...
Yeah, I think they're doing a laser beak and a rumble.
I didn't see the rumble.
And I want to apologize because I did not make the third party.
You were working.
So anyone that's like, why is he not saying anything? I was helping the Chosen Prime, so I did not actually get to go in the third party panel.
We've,
so
It doesn't seem like you missed a whole lot out of that anyway.
Okay.
So
okay.
All's well that ends well, I guess.
Okay, cool.
They did show off the next member of the Decepticon Justice Division.
Ah, yes.
That's Tarn?
Tesaurus.
Okay.
Is that one of the ones I took photos of?
I don't remember.
Probably?
Maybe? I don't remember everything you took pictures of, sorry.
Wait, was it Helix or Tesaurus?
I think it's Helix.
I thought Helix was the one with the great big shredder in his chest.
I thought he was the one with the boiler.
Someone let us know.
Anyway, there's only one member of the Decepticon Justice Division they have left to do, which is either Tesaurus or Helix, and we're just not sure which.
Okay. So,
if you want a giant walking food processor, eventually that will be coming along.
There you go. Okay, so on the network this week, we have the RC Minicast, episode 53, where John and Matt discuss Titan's Return, waves 1 and 2. Wave 2 of stuff that's out yet. That one episode of Star Trek, Month of Hell, continues. And how do you say that?
Tsunkatse?
Yeah, I don't remember that. Oh, it's one of the Rock.
In it?
Oh, God.
Why do you think we did that episode, Brian?
Yeah, exactly. Being Awesome with Rob Springer, episode 66. Rob talks about the new mini NES and some other stuff. And
I want that.
Yeah, me too. Oh, man, do I want that. And we would have a new episode of the wrestling podcast, but my Skype recorder ate it.
My Skype recorder ate my homework, didn't fly in school, and it's just not going to work now either, Kilby.
So the Skype recorder ate two episodes of RSC. Thankfully, you had a backup. It ate an episode of GTS, ironically, two episodes of the wrestling podcast, and Don, it ate our D&D session.
Oh, no.
We still enjoyed it. We still had fun.
Yeah,
you just have to do another one, that's all.
Yeah, I found that out this weekend when I couldn't find it, when I found the file, and it was blank.
Good, because the guys gave me a real big compliment saying I was really getting into the character of Presto, and it was like, that's kind of cool.
You're doing a great job. Okay, well, I guess because we're running out of time on Facebook, we get an hour and a half to live stream. I guess that does it for RFC this week. Join us live each Wednesday. Of course, this is Thursday. Each Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern, the live actual RFC itself starts around 8:30, but we BS for about half an hour beforehand at tfradio.net/live or on Twitter at tfradio or tformers.com. Facebook.com. Just follow us in those places and you'll find us. We enjoy interacting with the chat each week, and it's a lot of fun. And I am talking over Don. Don.
No, I'm just saying, we love you so much. You're getting basically two podcasts this week. If you look at it from a Wednesday to a Wednesday standpoint, you're getting two this week.
Yes, two within a 7-day period.
Very true. Yes. Very true. Okay, I guess that's it. So for the guys, I've been Brian Kilby. We will catch you later.
Later, y'all.
Later.
See ya.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you. Radio Free Cybertron, the original Transformers Internet radio show since 1999. 100% girlfriend free since 1999.